Okay, thank you, Paul. Tonight will be pretty casual, so nothing very formal. And before I start, I would like to ask you a couple of questions. How many of you are from sales or marketing or customer service department? Please let me know. Sales or marketing or sales or service. Okay, two of you. And how about from IT? Technical background, IT? And from management? I know one from finance. I'm Sampson, and you?
He's an editor. He's a journalist.
I'm in media.
Okay, media. Okay, all right. So you're my student. I know where you're from. Hotel? Okay. So more or less, I know where you're from. So a very brief introduction about my company. So we are independent evaluation organization, particularly on CRM. We got 13 associates from over the world. Okay, you can see the faces.
I'm trying to get rid of this. Project the power whiteboard.
There you are.
Great, thanks. And those are the products that we carry. The Apple is the evaluation methodology. We got a WAS that's related to today's topics, how we evaluate the enterprises on CRM performance. And the Orange, the 3C, is a joint venture between us and a Netherlands company called CMI. We have our GCM.com portal, the largest CRM community in Greater China. We have 80,000 members, the world only bilingual portal, and we have our annual event, the China CRM Forum, every March, Shanghai. A joint venture between us and cmguru.com. Okay, that's it for our company introduction. Today's agenda is pretty simple and strict and direct. Information, insights, and the method. Okay, straight agenda. Background information. Okay, what is CRM? There's a lot of people talking about different definitions of CRM. If I ask 100 people, probably we have 100 different definitions. So we don't spend much time on it. Let's see what some of the gurus said. Paul Greenberg. Anyone who have heard before about Paul Greenberg, the name, the author? CRM at the speed of light. He's very famous in this field. He says CRM is a philosophy and a business strategy supported by technology. And Bob Thompson, my other good friend, founder of CRMGuru.com, CRM is a business strategy to get, grow, retain the most profitable customers or relationships. Okay. Pepper and Rogers said treat different customers differently. We go a further step, said we have to define your best customers and decide best experiences. So you could see, no one say CRM is equal to software, right? Nowadays, no one say that, but someone still believe that. Anyway, why this is so important? Any idea? Andy?
Maybe efficiency.
Efficiency for sales and marketing?
Yes.
So at the end of the day, what's for efficiency sales and marketing?
Under the help of the information center, maybe people can do some work very quickly.
Okay, quickly. One of the things good to the customers, right? Faster service, more convenience. Back to the last two decades, the technologies. Oh, thank you. You're here.
You just give me a signal.
Okay, thank you. The supply of products is much exceeding the demand. Because of the technology, because of the demographic trend of the developed countries, because of the internet, a lot of reasons. When the supply exceeds demand, that means customers have more choices, right? They have more and more choices. That means they have more and more power. That's why we have to treat our customer well today. These two are the ordinary competitive advantages that the enterprises have. Are you okay? All right. We got a small accident in the room. Anyway, But this is not enough today. We need to have, thank you, we need to have the customer intimacy, and we translate the terms into CRM. Okay. The case is because we have to understand our customer better, serve them better, and have better relationship with them, because they have the power. Okay. And let's see some figures of the CRM failure. It's not that good looking in the past. Okay. 70% fail, 55% fail to meet the expectations. The bottom three of the executive choice on the business tools, almost 69.3, almost 70% fail to meet all goals. Why? How come this? So based on our experiences for the last few years globally, not only in China, we summarize into lack management support. Because they have the money, they have the power, they have the resources. Let's start buying. So why start buying is important? Because services or whatever that will deal with the customer are delivered by our staff, right? If they don't buy in, they don't provide a very customer-centric service to your customers. No change management. Why we have to change? When you ask your salespeople to key in customer data that they don't use to do it, to share their wealth with you, and ask the retail staff to be more nice to customers, okay, that all involves a change in behavior. Okay, so how we could change the habits of people, change their mind, change their behavior repeatedly, and then change your habits. So I think all of you know how difficult to change your people's habits. So that's why change management is very important. No measurement metrics, you don't measure, you don't know the ROI, and you don't know how good or bad you are doing. Don't understand your customer needs, not only the needs, and their values to the companies. Okay. This one. In China, it's not only misunderstand CRM is equal to software. In China, they think CRM is equal to you used to come from Beijing, right?
Yes.
Any idea?
Well, actually, CRM is really a software. First, then I think it should include the management, especially some. I think every company needs some culture, and the employees and the employer should know CRM could reflect the culture of the company. I think.
Okay, so you are more advanced and different. In China, most of the people think when they are doing call center, they are doing CRM. So they think CRM is equal to call center in China. A lot of call centers in China. Anyway, so the last one is implement CRM in wrong sequence. And we think this one could be a better summary of the most major reasons why CRM failed. So let's see the wrong sequence. So this is the wrong sequence that used to be very popular a few years before. So why I say it's a wrong sequence? It's starting from the technology. When the people buy, let's say, Siebel or other brand of software, and then they implement the process based on the software. You know, if you implement, anyone have implement Siebel before in your company? Okay, then you are lucky. It's a real pain because you have to change your company process to cope with Siebel, and then you train the people to use the software, and at that moment you realize that you have no customer or CRM strategy at all. And finally, you understand you don't understand your customer needs or whatever. Okay, so this is the typical failure case, why 70% failed in the past. Okay. Let's see a proper sequence. Start from the customers. You understand the needs and the values of the customers. You derive your strategies, and then you train, you recruit, you reward people based on the strategies, and then you design the process, customer-centric process. We don't say we don't need software at all, but this should come at last. Okay. Finally, we need the software. Okay. And this is the foundation of CRM success. And based on this, Thank you. We migrate and have our 13 associates globally and have our 20-something global advisors. Since 2002, we developed the body check, the methodology to evaluate CRM. And we use it to judge the best CRM practice in Greater China. Okay. Those are the winners of the last few years, and some of them are the data that we present today to you. Okay. Yes. It's quite slow. We want to be faster, but anyway. So this is the last couple of years, the presentation scenes. Okay, so background information, already done. Second, the insights. Okay, start from the quantitative insights. Those are the data that we draw from the enterprise, the candidate enterprise for the last few years. So it is not statistically significant because we don't have more than 100. Okay, based on the limited data, we have some insight. We try to quantify it. Okay, the weighted metrics. Our advisors and the global associates, they based on the body check. We have 5 aspects, 18 measures, and 258 metrics. Okay, they try because not all the measures are equally important. So we try to base on expertise, have a general, okay, it's non-industry specific evaluation. We base on this to do the weighting, and we see the result. The heaviest weight is on customers, 31%, and both 22 at strategy and people, 15, and 11 at process and technology. It's a bit surprised to most of the people think process and technology should be quite important in CRM, but based on our professional judgment, it's not. Okay, so let's proceed. So we based on the data that we draw, we evaluate the enterprises in Greater China. We compare the multinationals and the locals. Sorry.
Those numbers are actually what you found in China.
No. Those numbers are the opinions of our global advisors and associates, how they look at those 18 measures, the weight on it. It's not. Now we come to the data on China. But before that, the slides was the opinion on in general, not based on China specific. I would say it's not a perfect yardstick to measure China. But it will be in general, yes.
So those percentage are what the global experts think should have been. Is that correct? As a weighting?
Based on their experiences, yeah. Yes. But there will be a lot of loopholes and issues because they are not country-specific. They are not industry-specific. So that's why I say it's a general one. Okay. This is the limitation that you have to aware. Okay. Based on the findings that we have in China, and then yes, Eric. Multinational companies behave in all 18 metrics better than in average, better than the local enterprises. But the differences are not equal. In some metrics or measures, the MNCs are much better than the locals than the others. Okay, let's see the differences. I'm sorry for this, but can you see that?
Yeah.
Customer experience. At the customer aspect, the customer experience and the strategy on vision and objectives metrics. And finally, people, the change management and the staff buy-in. So those are the areas that MNCs are much better than the local enterprises. And then, yes. Oh, sorry. Before we move on, can we back on this? Yes. As you remember, based on our global experts, they think the weight should be more heavier on customer strategy and people. If we also put the weight I mean, the differences on those gaps, it will widen the gaps between multinational and locals on the CRM evaluation, on the performance. So this is a very brief on the quantitative, and we have analyzed several insights qualitatively. So based on our analysis, we think three areas Chinese enterprises should have improved, including the data management, the brand management, and the change management. So this is another methodology that we won't go inside, go deep in today, the LV quadrant. So L stands for loyalty, V stand for the value. So the best customers will be A, and then the worst will be D. Anyway, but in China, the issue is, so why is it important to know the values of our customer? Because we want to treat them differently, right? Okay, but in China, the problem is the data is not that good. I would say it's bad. Based on Visa 2004, the credit card penetration rate of in China is less than 1%. In the States, it's 90%, United States. And one of my client is one of the biggest four national bank in China. They have 100 million customers, and they have 400 million accounts. So in average, one customer have four accounts. So when I asked when you could do some segmentation, they said no way, not until they do the deduplication, the data cleansings, so that they will start to think about the data mining, the BI things. It's far away from them. So another of our customers, one of the largest automobile company in China, they have 300,000 customers. They spend 500 RMB to buy one clean data from their distributor. You know, they sell cars for the dealers. Okay. 500 RMB times 300,000 customers means 150 million RMB to buy the data only. So why they do so? Because they want to propose a joint venture with BMW. So that's why. They succeed finally. Okay. So this is the situation of the data in China. And we think, yes, in order to do the treat different customer differently, they have to do better customer segmentation. Before that, they have to do better job on their data management. Thank you. Okay, then it comes to the second one. If we don't have good data, we cannot segment, we cannot fulfill the needs of different customers and make it difficult to do the brand management. So this is a chart. The vertical axis stands for the value that you provide to the customers. Horizontal ones stand for the experience. So this is another thing that I won't go very deep today. But for China, most of the company, they are at this location. That means they provide a very basic product, only product experiences, and they charge at a very low price. So a severe price war in China. Okay. Based on the data, let me see clear. In 2004, $16 billion have been spent in advertising. And this last year, 2005, China is the third largest ad market in the world. And the top 10 advertisers, four of them, they are Chinese companies. Okay, they spend enough money. They spend more than enough money. But most of the money is spent on advertising, but not doing good job on the brand, on the brand management. They severely need good brand management as well. So any brand you can name from China, Chinese company, there's a global well-known name. Can I say the basketball player Yu Ming? Maybe one. And who else?
Lenovo,
especially after they bought IBM PC. And then? Higher, yes?
Bao Steel.
Bao Steel? Yes, some of us may know. And?
Qingdao.
Sorry.
Qingdao.
Qingdao beer. Yes. But almost we almost stop here, right? It comes to difficulty for us to name more. But it's not corresponding to China economic powers nowadays. Okay. And it's come to the third one, the change management. China have a history to start to open the market since 1979. It's 27 years since then, right? 79, yes. But it's still a very short history for commercialization. Okay. And at that time, I think it's quite unrealistic and not reasonable to require the China company, yes, to have the customer-centric mission or culture of values from planned economy to move on. So we rarely find any company really customer-centric in China yet due to the history. But now when China wants to change from the production center, product-centric to customer-centric, they have to change the customer culture. They have to change the culture more customer-centric. So they severe also need the change management. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So those are some insight and findings, and we'll go into the methodology that we use for the evaluation. Okay, the CRM body check methodology. We start from understand the needs and the values of the customers, and after that, we derive the best experiences to provide them. Okay, define the best customers, design the best experiences, and after that, we derive our strategies, and then we have the capabilities to deliver what we want to deliver: people, process, technology. Okay, let's go. So I will use some examples to briefly introduce what I intend to tell you today. So customer value management. So you define whether those customers are your pet customer or not. Are they your target customers? Okay, question mark. If no, then treat normal. Okay, if yes, we go to customer experience management and see how we could know their most critical experiences and how we could treat them better. Okay. If this is not their critical experiences, just satisfy them. Okay, before we move on, I would like to state clear this. Not all customers are equal to your company, right? Agree? Okay. To your target customers, you are a customer as well, right? Not all the experiences are equally important to you. Some are more important than others. Okay, so based on this belief, let's move on. I show you an example on Broadway. I think all of you know Broadway, right? So how about you know Broadway? The retail shop selling the consumer electronics in Hong Kong? Great. Okay, a few years before, at the Saiyang Choi Street, Saiyang Choi Gai, in Hong Kong, only one Broadway. But now they got four to five, I think. I know their boss. They are not crazy. So why they did so? Why they did so? Why they hold over five shops in such a small street? So back to a few years history. By then, at that time, they think brand values. Why the customer buy? Why they buy from us? Yes. They think should be because of price, they are reasonable price, they are reliable brand image. Okay, and they do a survey to the customers. And they find the findings, same as what they believe, is price and brand image, the current experience of the customer are pretty good, products still okay, maybe not exactly convenience, service okay, but no need to build any relationship for a retail transaction. Okay, this is the customer experience. And then, most of the time, we ignore the expectation of the customers. This one, they did not only ask the customers, but also ask the frontline staff who serve the customers, but also plus the judgment of the senior management. So based on this, they found out price and brand image are pretty important as they think. But also product, especially convenience, the customer expects better. So based on the Delta principle, I don't know whether you have heard before. Richard should have heard, right, in my class. Customer satisfaction, yes, is equal to experience minus expectation. Sometimes your experience are not bad, but you have a high expectation. I think you have experienced that before. HSBC, my experience is quite good, but I'm still not satisfied because I have a high expectation. So the real satisfaction is based on the differences between your experience and expectation. So it comes out convenience is minus 2, okay? And then, not all the experiences are equally important. So they put a weight on it based on the customer feedback, the frontline staff feedback, and the senior management judgment. A 9. Very high to place on convenience. So let's say you are the customer. I think you have buy some consumer electronics as well. If the Siam Chai Street only have one Broadway, you probably at the beginning of the street, when you walk till the end, you may think almost the same product, the same price. Why to have a hassle to walk back the beginning of the street? Just buy. Okay. So convenience is such a critical factor that plays a high importance on it. Okay, and then we move on. Okay, then weighted, the satisfaction. What's mean by weighted? We use the 2C, satisfaction times importance, and then we got a very big minus 18 at convenience. This is what the customer think is the most important experience, and at that time, Broadway did the worst on it. Okay, based on these findings, yes. They designed the optimal experience. Yes. Okay, and you can see now. They want to satisfy the customer. Okay, they try to meet the expectation. And you see the two set of figures? Yes. Almost the same. 77764. Only this. They place a 10. So why don't they place all 10 as all those brand values? As all the company, no matter big or small, we all have limited resources. That's why they only satisfy the experiences of other not critical experiences, but they focus their resources to far exceed their customer expectation. Okay, based on the Delta principle, okay, 2A minus 2B, that means if we have, experience far exceed their expectation, customer will feel very satisfied, and you have a chance to have a lot of customers, okay? So that's why they focus their resources to put on here, and then they find the experience gap, 2A minus 4A, that is equal to current experience minus the design experiences, and still convenience, and they decide to do something, to open more shop at the same street. Yes. So it affects the... I'm lucky to have you today, otherwise. And then move on. Yes. More shops on the same street. And then it also affects the requirements alignment as well, affect the strategy on distribution. Okay, maybe before they are thinking to have shops at different districts, to have an online portal, to have direct sales maybe. But now they focus their resources to want to open more shops at the same street. Requirement mappings, requirement alignments, affect the distribution strategy. And finally, up to now it's all theory. But finally, they saw the feedback, the numbers, the financials. Whether they open two shops, double their revenue or profit? Yes. And then they open the third shop. Whether the third shop bring them triple? Yes. And then they open the fourth one. Okay. So finally, with the feedback mechanism, yes. Back to here. And then they review again the brand values. Before they thought, price and brand image are the reasons why the target customer buy from them. But now they know, they change their mind. Convenience. Okay, but a few cautions I have to make. Number one, this is not a chart. This is not a method to apply to all your target customers. You have to segment different customers. And I said in my class, suppose, I don't know whether how you bought your first insurance policy. For me and my peers, my friends, is because we got friends who work at some companies, that's why we buy. So this is the critical experiences to sell to new customers in the insurance company, right? How about when we buy the second one? When we bought a second or third, hey, Paul, you are my friend, but your professional knowledge in that product is not that great. The insurance product, the investment products, I go for professional knowledges. So the critical moments, the most important experiences for the second time buyer, for the repeat buyer of insurance company, would not be your friends or anymore. Will become the professional knowledges. So this is the number one caution. Number two is, it's not all driven by numbers. Actually, it's not very scientific at all for the whole thing. We have some loophole as well. But although it comes out like you have to open more shops, it doesn't mean you have to. The reason is, number one, is it aligned with your corporate business strategy? Maybe yes, maybe no. If your corporate business strategy is not to go for retail, let's say I would like to go for online or direct sales, it's contradicted to your corporate strategy. Then what you have to do, you have to go for the next one. What is the next? Maybe you have to enhance your product line. The second most important customer experience on product. Okay. Even if you align with the strategies, do you have the capabilities to deliver? Let's say if I were Broadway, I don't have the money, I don't have the capital to invest on more shops. You know, very expensive rental to open at 7:20. I have to think other way. Maybe online, maybe direct sales. We have another concern, but I'll show you later. So let's go to the next one. Yes, so back to this chart. Let's say we got the critical experience. Okay, move on. And then we come to the issue that I talk about. Align with strategies. Yes. Okay, yes, let's move on. When it comes to corporate, we have the corporate mission, values, vision, and we have the corporate business strategies. It's not only the brand, product, channel drive the business strategy, but those are the customer-facing strategy. Brand, product, channel. So when we say, is it aligned with strategies, it's our customer strategy. Based on what we understand our target customer most critical needs or experiences. Is it aligned with the business strategy or even other strategies as well? Sometimes we have to change, fine-tune our own customer strategies. Sometimes it even influences that business strategies have to be changed to align the real situation because customer is king, right? Okay, let's move on. What we have just mentioned is we know the critical customer experiences. But there should be some touch points to deliver that experiences, right? It won't come out from air. It will be delivered at some touch points. And it relates to brand as well. I don't know what your belief, how a brand is built. Do you think a brand is built by advertising only? Probably no one will say yes, right? A brand, nowadays we say, a brand is the total customer experiences across all touch points. So what does it mean by all touch points? We try to map all touch points, okay? Maybe not apply to industry, you have some more, some less. But anyway, this is the whole customer process cycle from pre and post. And then those are the multi-channel customer touch points, face-to-face, call, internet, others. Let's say face-to-face. Retail outlets, pre-purchase window display, and purchase cold deals at the retail outlets. Face-to-face event, pre-sales is some kind of exhibition, you don't do sales. At sales, roadshow to sell mobile phone, to sell products. Post-purchase, VIP event, they became your customers, and we have some VIP events. How about call? I think you are familiar with inbound, outbound call, right? Inbound call, when the customer call in, inquiry, pre. When they place order, call in, at purchase. When they complain, after they bought, post-purchase, Albanco as well. When you call out to collect data to establish relationship, not for sales, pre, telemarketing, telesales is to call out, you got sales, telesales. Okay, and we have some tele-follow-up. Email as well, inbound, outbound, the same purpose. Portal, pre-purchase FAQ, at-purchase e-commerce. For purchase, maybe some DIY service you're doing. Advertising, something we always emphasize. Okay, advertising, if only for brand building, pre-purchase. If the advertising like Dell, dial our number, we got discount for you. At purchase, right? So advertising have different as well. DM as well, depends on your purposes. And we have others, SMS, fax, even public relation of a company affects as well. How they handle a crisis also affect the image. Okay, so those are all the customer touch points that we try to map. And they deliver the customer experiences. And they constitute a brand. Okay, up to now. I say with caution, and I caution this, although convenience is the customer regards the most important experience of the values, so where we deliver the convenience depends. At Broadway, maybe at the retail outlet and purchase level. Let's say Louis Vuitton and Starbucks. When the customer buy from them, they may place very high emphasis on the branding, because they buy, why they buy LV or go to Starbucks, entirely different experience. But those values are delivered in different touch points. Let's say Louis Vuitton. They do a lot of advertising, right? At the pre-purchase day, advertising. And you see a lot of entertainment newspapers that they have a celebrities event. Also at the face-to-face events, right? This is the critical point to deliver Louis Vuitton brand values. How about Starbucks? I didn't see any Starbucks advertising before. It shouldn't be here, right? So where is it? Starbucks provides superb in-store experiences, face-to-face, and purchase when the customer consumes at their coffee shop. Here, right? Okay. Is it worth for us to look more deeper at the in-store process of our target customers' more critical experiences? Let's show you an example. Yeah. Okay, I don't say exactly this is Starbucks. Just imagine this is a coffee chain store. This is a chart to show a customer experience map from the beginning to the end. At the center, we have ordinary feeling, okay, and then satisfactory, comfortable, gratifying, very well. This is positive, this end. And this is ineffectual, not so good, bad, horrible. Suppose a customer walk in a coffee shop. Yes, this we have to do one by one. Yes. Store location and appearance is pretty convenient. The outlook is pretty good. Okay, and then I walk in. Yes. We have a warm greeting by staff. Hey, maybe they didn't know you. Welcome, with a genuine smile and eye contact, let's say. So you got a pretty okay feeling. And then the in-store decoration, it's pretty like a professional coffee shop. Okay, they got all the decoration very well decorated and make me feel very comfortable. And then I smell. Wow, the coffee smell is excellent. It should be a professional coffee shop here. The smell and the light background music. Okay, so this is what I experience when I walk in. And then, but the level down, suddenly when I saw, wow, such a long queue to buy the coffee. Okay, and then, wow, when I queue up, I saw the price. Wow, $25 for a coffee, are you joking? If you're not a Starbucks regular customer, okay. Quite expensive. And then, wow, but they have real long varieties of different coffee. Latte, espresso, okay, I don't know how many types they have, but seems very professional. Give me another good feeling. And this is my turn, okay. And their staff are really friendly, from the heart. You could tell from the heart. They are not scripting to say a lot of things. From their heart, very friendly, and they know coffee. Okay, you notice when they recommend you, and you notice that when they talk to the peers group. Okay, they really know and they love coffee. You have the feeling, and you go to the peak of your feeling. Okay, and when you pay, you say, can I pay credit card? Okay, so this is a okay feeling. It's not very good, but accept credit cards. Okay, and then? And they give you a $5 coupon if you come again in 15 days. Okay, I like it. Go on. Thank you. But and another worst feeling is I got to queue up again to get my coffee. Even worse than the queue, the longer time the queue when I buy the coffee. Okay. So after I got the coffee, I have to feed myself with milk and sugar. At some place, it's neutral. Okay, it doesn't too bad or too good. Again. Wow, it's not easy to find a seat, especially the sofa seat, right? It's not easy to find a good seat, but I think at least easier than the Pacific coffee, anyway, nowadays. So it's not easy to find a seat, it's not a good feeling, but when I sit on my seat, it's comfortable and it's tidy. Okay, I feel good again. And then? The coffee tastes exactly my taste, my coffee. And you know, when you drink something, as I told in the class, you are not drinking only the coffee itself. You're also drinking the package with a Starbucks logo. It gives you a different feeling. I try to eat Haagen-Dazs when I was on Dragonair. Okay, I feel very delicious. Okay, but I try to put it out and eat at a transparent glass. It's not as delicious as inside the Haagen-Dazs packing. Anyway, so this I feel pretty good. Coffee taste and packing. Another pick. Seen and be seen. The most important customers of Starbucks in most cities are the middle class. One psychological need of the middle class is seen and be seen. Because the entry level, the price, already a barrier to the lower income people. Okay. They think I belong to different groups of people. And Starbucks got a lot of open city, if you can detect. Hong Kong is less than Singapore because of the cleanliness of the air issue. Okay, but anyway, seen and be seen. I am sitting here and I feel good. Okay, and then? Oh, but unlike the Pacific Coffee, they don't have enough choices of magazine. And they have no internet access, Starbucks. Okay, we will come to that. It doesn't mean they are really bad, but this gives your feeling is not excellent. And the washroom is so-so. Not exactly good, not exactly bad. And then? If you sit long enough, they will have a new products, new coffee, new snacks, and ask you to try. Okay? I think most of the case, you don't think this is a bad experience, right? And they will ask you, hey, how you feel that? Very genuine to ask you. Okay? And then, when you leave, you feel it is a warm goodbye with eye contact. Even you walk behind their back, when you look back, okay, sometimes, not all the time, you see the real eye contact with you, and it makes you very, very good, the feeling. It is not exactly a Starbucks, okay? Anyway, this is a kind of process based on the critical touch point, the most important touch point from our Thai customers' most important experiences or needs. Am I doing too detailed? Not detailed enough. Am I doing the right direction? I think yes. It's worthwhile for us to lay down more detail the process because, okay, what the point to lay all down in so details? Is it important in customer relationship management? Or is it important? Is it important to you? Yes, because unless we lay down so detail and break down so detail so that we could have measure, so that we could manage, so that we could improve. Am I kidding you? How you could measure the store location? If you say we have a very convenient or high traffic location, we could count the traffic, right? Compare with the competitor shop, compare with our shop in the same street. Okay, how good traffic is it? For something you cannot quantify, how the smell and the background music. customer survey. Ask them. Benchmark with your competitors. Okay. Based on three things. Measures directly. Benchmark with competitors or industry standards. Ask your customers. So what's this chart for? It could be a chart of the best practice in the industry. You want to compare with your own, and then you map your own, and you see the gaps. Is it necessary for us to close the gap? No, absolutely no. Otherwise, you have become another Starbucks. You have no competitive advantages, right? Like the internet things. Why Starbucks have no internet? They intend to be, because they think this is the third place other than your living room, I mean other than home and other than office that you should go. You should forget all the internet stuff and enjoy a real coffee experiences here. So that's why they intend to have no. So you don't have to map like this if you tend to like this your strategies. It depends on your capabilities as well. Okay, you map your own. And you could also compare with different map of your different periods to see how good you are doing. And then you break down all the processes, the inputs, key steps, outputs. Involve the parties, which departments are involved in, and then you measure. Okay, it incurred, we will come to another very long subject that we may have time today, the business process management. But anyway, yes. So we are almost done. 5 minutes is okay. Align with strategies? If no, then review our strategies as we said. If yes, do we possess the capabilities to deliver our promise, our strategies? Yes. Process management, as we just mentioned. Okay. Could we map all the processes? How could we make our people have a genuine smile? You cannot process it, right? You have to change the people. Change management or people management. Any reason or any insight at Starbucks, do we need technology? I don't know, but in Shanghai, one of our JV joint venture partner, the name called Smart Club. You know the octopus card here? They have the octopus card as Shanghai, but they can't have more wider usage other than MTR. They could go to use it to travel on bus and on taxi as well. Really?
Oh yes.
Taxi as well?
Maybe all buses can take octopus and some taxi.
Okay. I don't know in Hong Kong they take also a taxi. I'm in too long time out of Hong Kong. But anyway, okay, what they do is if the customer registers as StarCup members, they got 500,000 members already. When they nearby like a Shanghai, People Square. So let's say now it's 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. They want to do a location-based promotion, Starbucks, to benefit those 10 shops nearby People Square. So those people, in the past 15 minutes, through the vehicles, no matter bus, subway, or taxi, arrive nearby People Square. At their mobile phone, they will send SMS message that, let's say, some coupon, some discount, some gift for you if you go by nearby Starbucks to enjoy. This is one of the examples that even we should apply technology at the retail shop. Okay. So anyway, we just closed it. And it's not ended here. If you don't possess the capabilities, in most of the case you don't have, at least in the first or second trial, you enhance it. Improve it, or you have to develop it. We don't have change management. Please develop one, okay, for example. And then, suppose you have developed or enhanced enough capabilities, and then you implement. And after implement, you evaluate. Did the result meet your expectation, achieve your objectives? Maybe yes, maybe no. Okay, suppose yes, but still you have to go back. The whole thing. The reason is, this period you achieve doesn't mean you have to stop. Well, the customer value management won't change. Our target customer the same. They expect the same experience management. We could use the same strategy because the market is changing. The competitive environment is changing. Your customer is changing. Even your definition of target customers may also change. Your corporate strategy, business strategies, the direction may be changed as well. So even you are success, you have to back and then to see again. However, if you are fail, please go back, review its steps. Your failure reason should be inside. Okay, let's say, if I review back, either we have execution problems, okay, or one step further, is it we were missing some capabilities that we need, either on people, process, technology. Okay, this one, if we pass, is it aligned with our strategies? Maybe not. That's why the failure reason. Okay, and then we go up. Did we identify the real important needs or experiences of our target customers? Maybe yes, maybe not. Maybe not good enough. And after that, were we targeting the wrong customers that we think we thought we did right? Actually, we targeted the wrong customers. And back then, again, it's a fact here, the corporate thing. The whole structure of the CRM body check framework is here. Okay, I think I hit the time clock. And yes. So this is the structure of the CRM body check. Yes. And thanks for staying with me for an hour this evening.